Macmillan Audio presents The Andy Cohen Diaries, read for you by the author.
Introduction. In July of 1989, I was a wide-eyed 21-year-old intern at CBS News in week three of a love affair with New York City that rages on to this day. A pop culture obsessive, I got deeply sucked into the summer media firestorm surrounding the publication of the Andy Warhol Diaries. I couldn't wait to get my hands on a copy, which reportedly was full of dish about everybody in New York City. And when I did, I carried it around everywhere. It was big and heavy, until I devoured the whole thing. I was already a big fan of Warhol's art, but through the book, I was completely drawn into his incredibly glamorous world. I grew up in St. Louis, and Warhol took me places I'd only fantasized about. Inside the White House, downstairs at Studio 54 with Bianca and Halston, under the tent at Madonna and Sean Penn's wedding, traveling by helicopter with Diana Ross to see Sinatra in Atlantic City, 11 years of this stuff. I felt like I was reading a history of exactly the things I cared about.